how was the invitation to get in the production of Resident Evil 3? And was it a big surprise? I was very lucky to work with my longtime collaborator and crime partner, Steve Knievely, who's an amazing director and actor's director. He and I have worked together before on a few projects, most notable Planet of the Apes, Last Frontier. And he invited me to audition in Los Angeles for the role of Nikolai. It was... I didn't know much about the project until I knew what the project was through the stuff we were doing. And it was a really wonderful surprise to be invited to audition for the role. As I said, Steve and I have worked together quite a few times, well, certainly now quite a few times. And he's also one of my close friends. But like most people, I also have to interview, also have to audition. So there's nothing certain about it. It was surprising, but it was literally a dash to, right, I need to get to Los Angeles now, and I have to get there within a couple of days' time to try and audition for this amazing role. So that's how it happened, and I was lucky to get a call back, and the Capcom team, who were amazing, signed off on me, and then eventually, after meeting the rest of the cast, I was flown out to Japan, yeah. I was very familiar with the Resident Evil franchise. It was one of the first games I played, Resident Evil 1 and 2 and 3, in fact. And I was a huge fan of Resident Evil and the movies as well, as a lot of people are. I knew that they were huge games. They're iconic, really. It was one of the first true modern horror games, and it really kind of redefined the horror genre of games. I mean, I sort of remember playing Spectrum 48K games, and there was a day... I think it was Day of the Dead, or... Night of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead. It was a Dawn of the Dead game, which was based on the original George Romero movie, which was a 48K Spectrum game. For those millennials that don't know what 48K is, that's literally less powerful than your iPhone by some margin, and that's what we used to play games. They used to take 45 minutes to load up, and sometimes it would crash halfway through, and then you had to make the emotional decision as to whether or not to spend another 45 minutes loading that game up again. So that's what 48K kind of means to us. So, but yeah, this was a truly terrifying game, and I really was frustrated like hell because I was so bad at it. But I really enjoyed it. So I was very familiar with the franchise, and I was so blessed to be a part of it. Nikolai was described to me as somebody with incredible motivation. I don't play villains. I play characters that are often amoral or immoral, and I try never to play into the villain role if they're described as being villains. Like I said, Steve is an amazing director, and the team, the writing team and the whole of Capcom, are really supportive, and they really value... they really value our input. Nikolai, like all of the characters I play, I have to find the reason to love him. And I think he's an amazing survivalist. I think his line that I like the most, which people have asked me now, is probably the, where is your sense of self-preservation? And I think that really summed up the character to me, that it's this idea that he will survive at any cost. He's a true survivor, which I find quite admirable. Obviously, he does things which are not cool to survive. I'm not lauding those things, but I would definitely say that he is somebody that is admirable in terms of how incredibly good he is at pulling through things. Usually for the wrong reasons, but that's for the audience to decide. I really liked him. I thought his incorporated quite a few people. I tend to incorporate sometimes people that are I know, or mannerisms, or habits, or speech rhythms, or motivations, or things like that that I've met in real life, because I think human beings are a fascinating source of inspiration. And there's definitely a few people that I've met on my journey so far that are in Nikolai, as well as my own take on other aspects. So I really love Nikolai. I think he's a really fantastic character, and I'm so grateful to play him in the game, and also to be asked back to do a mastermind for Resistance, which has just been announced today, I believe. Biggest challenge of Nemesis in Resident Evil 3 for the mocap was really making sure that everything I did was very specific, but not doing too much and not doing too little. It was a very fine line to create this very menacing juggernaut while still keeping it very, very intense and purpose-filled performance, whilst also not doing so much that you detract from the nature of the character. Steve and I worked very carefully together with the Capcom team, who had a lot of input into it as well, in how to make him menacing, and that invulnerable quality that he has, and this complete disregard for pain, while still making an interesting, compelling creature, which is actually a little harder than you might think. So it was great to play such a physical role and not be able to rely on any dialogue at all, but still be able to push through, I hope, the intent of his sole single purpose. He's a very interestingly an ultra-driven character. So from that point of view, it was challenging, but not in a bad way. It was a very good challenge, and I really enjoyed hopefully meeting that, and that will be up to the fans. Dario was interesting, because Dario is not my character, but obviously I helped play the character by giving the physicalities. It was nice to be able to honour the actor's choices by finding the physical movements for the character. And it's testament to Rick, I'm going to mispronounce his name, Rick Zeff, his performance, that the character's really well-rounded and very interesting. You know, he's a big guy, he's very heavy set, so to find that kind of low centre of gravity was really fun to play, but also knowing that he's incredibly capable and a real survivalist, and somebody that during the apocalypse is one of those people that's just going to pull through it. Obviously, there's also a heartbreaking aspect of the motivation of why he can't leave and why he has to stay, which I believe links into RE2. So I was described, basically I was described not to make him weak, like to make him a tough guy, but also a sensitive person. Excuse me, a sensitive person as well, that was generally a good friend and heartfelt. So that was a really nice character to embody, and I really thank everybody for allowing me to play that role and to add a little bit of my own ideas, really a kind of about in a physical way about how his relationship with Jill is, which was largely obviously the writing team and also Steve, and also Rick's a great performance of him as well, but also to allow a tiny bit of nuance and certain details in the physical performance at least, to embody that character alongside Rick. So thank you. Memorable moments that you lived when playing your role in RE3 is Nikolai, Nemesis, and Dario. This is not my first time as a video game character. I've been working in performance capture and voice work now for 10 years. I kind of lost count. I think I've hit 80 or plus titles, 80 titles, maybe more, and both in motion capture, performance capture, and also in voice. I'm very blessed to play so many incredible characters now working in such amazing franchises, such as Resident Evil and Resident Evil 3 Remake. Memorable moments. I really enjoyed playing Nikolai. I loved shooting Todd Habercorn's character in the head, because it was like the first time you get introduced to my character, and it was just a really fun role to play. The best moments on set were always with my fellow co-conspirators of Steve Knieble, the director, who's amazing, Nicole Tompkins, who is just extraordinary as Jill, and the wonderful and not cheesy but very cool Jeff Shine, who somehow manages to turn these ridiculous lines into incredibly cool Fonz-like moments. So I had lots of moments on set. In fact, I don't think it was a bad day. Every day was fun. Long days, hard days for sure, in terms of physical work, and you know, it can be quite knackering in sometimes, but never bad, always positive. From the time that we'd go from the hotel, journeying in, we take the tube and the bus across Tokyo, to when we left, taking the tube and the bus home, and then going for dinner afterwards, it was just fun. We just had so much fun on set, and allowing us to play with the characters, allowing organic moments in, especially Nicole Tompkins, quite rightly pointing out certain tropes in terms of explaining a radio to a female character is, you know, not necessarily something that is a great idea, to allowing us to have these moments of saying, well, what if we did this? And then people going, yeah, okay, that sounds great. We have the Capcom team to thank, and especially Steve Knieble as well, as well as the writers, to allowing us to play and really find those moments. I had so many moments, it's very difficult to pin down just one or two. I really enjoyed Nemesis, enjoyed the physicality of changing. I brought in my arm extensions all the way to Japan to play around when he mutates. There's only so much I could do before he mutates fully, to be perfectly honest, but there were definitely some things in there that I got to play around with the creature work, which was very cool. I quite liked it being indestructible. That was kind of fun too. And with Nikolai, he was just, I just liked his casual, cold disregard for other people's well-being, but having a great time doing it. It was a really nice character to play. So yeah, my favorite moments are really just in the volume, playing with everybody. And Bill Hope as well, who's just a delicious human being and a wonderful actor to work with. The time I spent with all of them was just magical. I don't know when the RE3 project started. I know that when I was involved, which was, I think it was July in 2018, I think it was, maybe slightly early, when I got the call to come out to Los Angeles to do an audition and a recall. I spent a lot of time between London and LA, so I go backwards and forwards quite a lot. But it was literally, you need to get on a plane next week and get here to, you know, do the auditions. I was like, okay. So from my introduction was that year, was 2018. And then we also did the voiceover for the ADR afterwards for the characters, as well as shooting the volume. And then I also was very lucky to be asked to come back to Resident Evil Resistance and play the Mastermind, which has just been announced, which is awesomely cool. My interaction with the other voice actors on the project, well, everybody apart from a couple of people were flown over to Japan. The reason that a couple of people weren't flown to Japan was simply because there just wasn't really much point having them there for half an hour to do a scene. It wasn't really fair on them to do that. So there were some people like, interestingly enough, Todd Habercorn, who's become a friend since this gig for a completely different reason, which I'm not going to go into. You know, I shot him in the head, except that Jeff was doing the performance capture for that role, and so I got to shoot Jeff in the head, which was really nice. But like, most of the people that were voice acting were present during the shoot. And it was really nice to be able to get to know them, get to the rhythm, see them eye to eye when I'm working with them, because sometimes as a voice actor you don't. So to do a full performance capture with voice and everything is a real gift, because you get to really work like you're in theatre, actually, or film. And working with also Darren O'Hare, who's just so much joy to be found in one human being. He was great to work with as well. So the whole cast was really... It was really amazing to get an ensemble cast like that, and to work from the get-go with the people that you knew were going to do the full performance, because that way your choices and decisions are always going to be affected by their performance as well. So you get to actually experience that for real, as opposed to a slightly discombobulated way when you're separating out each voice actor. You may not even have the responses of that person to what you're saying, which can change things. So it was very cool. Yeah. What do I think is my final result of my performance? I have had the opportunity to play RE3. I haven't played RE3 yet. Weirdly, even though this horrible, awful pandemic is happening to everybody and we're all in lockdown and being good, I actually haven't had the chance to play RE3. I'm really looking forward to it. But weirdly, I've been phenomenally busy, even at home, trying to be good and self-isolating and observing social distancing. I'm still very busy, which is wonderful. Very grateful for that. I guess the final result, the character, is up to the audience. I mean, I really enjoy doing the work when we do the work. I don't give a huge amount of thought, I guess, to what happens to the character afterwards, because I'm a cog in a very big machine, and there's so many people that make the game, and the director's vision of the cutscenes and performances, and the games directors, their visions and of the totality of the project, that it's nice to hear the feedback from fans that they like it or specifically hate my character in a good way, which is great. I guess I don't really kind of actively seek to see too much of my performance, because I had that moment. That moment was back in the volume playing with my friends and having a really interesting time in the fictional truth and all that kind of stuff. So I guess the final result of Nikolai, I'm already happy with Nikolai because I got to play him. So the final result is up to the fans, and you know, it's nice to hear their reactions. The final result with Nemesis, I think, is also nice. I mean, the same reasons, really. It's great to hear the fans' reactions. I'm glad that I did a good enough job for people to get terrified. I think that's the bottom line, is I can sleep peacefully and soundly at night knowing that I've scared the living shit out of people. That kind of brings me solace for some particular reason. So I guess from that point of view, yeah, I'm pretty happy with Nemesis. He is also one of the most iconic characters. I truly believe that. So again, it's an honor that Steve and the Capcom team thought me worthy enough and good enough to do the role in the first place when I was out there. So hugely grateful to them, and thank you very much. So, dubbing process of the characters Nikolai and Dario. The dubbing process, as I explained, we shoot live in the volume. Sometimes we use the actual dialogue if it's good enough, if the quality is good enough there and then. Sometimes you have to then put ADR to cover, to match your own performance, if you need, if the quality of the audio isn't good enough to translate into the final project. So it can be a little bit strange, kind of revisiting a character sometimes up to 6 months later, and then trying to find where you were in that scene and trying to get back to that place. It is kind of difficult sometimes. There is a knack to it. And sometimes you get a second bite of the cherry, and it's great. Sometimes it's a real challenge to get back to the place that is born from so many things in the day that you've done. Like, you know, how your day actually was outside of the shoot can affect how you are in the shoot, in the volume, and all the rest of it, the playtime that you have with your fellow actors and stuff. So sometimes it can actually be very challenging to get back to that place if you're doing the full performance. And if you're not, then obviously you're doing it live for the first time in the booth. Dario, I didn't voice. I just did the performance capture. So Rick Ziff, I can't pronounce his surname. He will kill me. We haven't met, but he'll kill me. So Rick did the voice, and I heard his performance. I also took a little bit of flavour in terms of the physicality with the character, and I hope I did him justice as Rick did. Nikolai's personality, he's a survivor. I'm definitely a survivor. I definitely view myself in that way, that I'm tough, I can pretty much survive anything. And I think that's a really admirable quality in a human being. Obviously what Nikolai does and what I do in my personal life are probably quite wildly different things. But I like the fact that he has fun. I found a lot of fun, actually, in I wouldn't say positivity, because that's incorrect, but there was a lot of fun to be had in his character, and he was definitely enjoying the experience. Which I also is kind of an ethos. I'm pretty bouncy on set. I'm pretty bouncy in many aspects of my life, I guess. So I like that part of him. I think that's definitely a part of my characteristics as well. Maybe not the murder so much. Greatest virtue of Nikolai would definitely be his motivation and focus. I think he's got great focus on what he wants, that he knows who he also knows himself very well. I think that's admirable for any human being. His actions are different to obviously his virtues, but yeah, I like that about him. I think he's tenacious, and I think I can respect that. I'm totally a gamer. I was a card carrying geek when I was like a long time ago, before even millennial generation was born, in fact. So yeah, I'm a total gamer, man, and I've spent many years, very happy years, playing games. I'm also balancing that with a very active physical world life, real world life, and I think that's very important for anybody that considers themselves a gamer. You must get the balance of both. To truly appreciate games, you also have to live in the real world, and you have to find the balance between the two, I think, is important. I don't play that much because I have a very busy life. I'm very grateful to be a very busy actor, and I now consult on games, and I've done directing on performance now for games, which is amazing. I also train people in performance capture, and I travel a lot. I'm very blessed to be working internationally, in America, Japan, Europe, and UK. And I travel around a lot, and I really love that aspect of life, to be able to see so many different people, meet so many different people, nationalities and differences and cultures. I don't believe in race. There's one race on the planet. It's human. There are ethnic differences, black, white, Asian, everything, all kinds of different and wonderful combinations of ethnicity. And there's different cultures. And that's such an incredibly beautiful thing on this planet, to have so many different people, all human, from completely different backgrounds, looking a multitude of colour. It's wonderful. And I think that aspect is a really positive thing in my life, to be able to do this. But it means I don't play games very much. I love games. I'm kind of chewing my way through Red Dead 2 at the moment. I haven't got to play RE3 yet, but I would love to play it soon. But that really is secondary to my real life. My real life is way busier than my gaming life these days. My activities, I do a lot of yoga, I guess. I don't really talk about my private life very much, because it's sort of, it is private. I have a family, and I'm very proud of them, and also very private about all that stuff. So I'm quite public about yoga and martial arts, so let's just say I do a lot of that. I really think Jill Valentine is awesome. I admire her as a character. I think Jill is kick-ass, and I think certainly the RE3 remake rendition by the wonderful Nicole Tompkins is very cool, a very, very cool woman. And I think the normalization of characters, of the lead being this, that, and the other, and it's just that's who they are, as opposed to making an exception in a way, is good that we are starting to see a more even balanced representation of genders, sexuality, and I think that's a really cool thing. So yeah, Jill is a kick-ass character that I admire, and definitely, well, Nicole Tompkins is now my sister. I feel that she and Jeff and Steve are now my family. And having worked with all of them multiple times now, which is amazing, on different projects, that it's great. It's really cool to see these real human beings that bring the best qualities of themselves into their characters. So yeah, my work for Nicolai and Nemesis, the main artistic references. Well, Nemesis was I based on animals, and I also based on a smaller human being that I'm very familiar with, which I'm not going to talk about. Some of their motivations sort of came into it, which I thought was interesting. Nicolai, I definitely based him on a real person, actually. A real person that I've known for a long time. Haven't seen for a long time, but I've known, I know the person, and other aspects of other people that I've met on my journey. And I tend to try and make a collage of different habits and movements and rhythms and speech and accents and things like that. To create a person based on people I've met, because I think the human beings are ultimately the greatest source of inspiration we have, other human beings, I should say. So, he's definitely very familiar to me. And artistic references, I guess there's certain, I use animal work quite a lot. I'm a creature specialist and a movement specialist in that way, so I tend to incorporate movement. My teacher is Giles Foreman, who's the Giles Foreman Centre of Acting, which is in LA, London, and Paris as well now, and he's an incredible teacher, and he helped me unlock an awful lot of my studies through movement based stuff, through Yap Malgram's work, amongst other people's work, and method as well. And I'm very grateful to all of my teachers that have helped me unlock different tool sets to be able to use and bring to character work. Artistic studies, they're always references, always things I have back in my mind. I use a music list for each character. I make a music list to create a rhythm and a heartbeat for each person. That's private. I don't show those kind of things in terms of what's in them. But I use those things to try and give me an idea of a sense of this person from the inside out. So, yeah, there's lots of things I could reference, but most of it's really just my work. I'm not sure how interesting that's going to be to people. I'd love to work for the Resident Evil franchise again. It was a hoot. I'd love to. I think Johannes Roberts is doing a production, a remake or something. I would love to work in the film or TV series or a game or whatever. Yeah, that'd be fucking great, man. I had a great time. I love the universe. It's really cool. Zombie apocalypse is just so interesting. I'm a huge fan of The Walking Dead, for instance. Like, it never got tired for me. I still like a zombie apocalypse. And zombie movies are the bomb. Yeah, they're really cool. So yeah, I would totally be up for it. And I have no idea who I should pitch this desperate plea of, I would love to be in your film or game too, but if you know anybody, do pass it along. I don't know a huge amount of Brazilian culture. I've met some people that are Brazilian, obviously, on my travels and in London and in LA. From what I know about it, it is the most ridiculously, the people are the most gorgeous people on the planet, which is just upsetting in so many ways, that you have the best looking people on the planet, and there's a rhythm in Brazil which is unlike anywhere on the planet. So I guess from me to the whole of Brazil, or at least the RE3 community, really looking forward to meeting more of you. I would love to visit your country at some point. And I've heard a lot about it, so I'm very fascinated with Brazilian culture, but I don't know enough about the real culture of Brazil as I should do. So looking forward to finally getting to Brazil at some point and experiencing it firsthand, which is what I love doing. So thanks for your time, obrigado, and I'll see you around. Peace.